What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long in studio. Tomorrow, we just want to tell everybody at 5:20, Archie Manning will join us. And I just texted Archie and asked him, did Kellen Moore come to the Manning Passing Academy? I could not remember. I've been asked so many times, and Archie wrote me back, yeah, not only once, twice. So Kellen Moore was at the Manning Passing Academy twice. We'll hear from Archie tomorrow. Tell us, about Super Bowl Sunday and certainly his thoughts on Kellen Moore. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, he covers the Saints, the NFL, all of New Orleans for Crescent City Sports, Les East. Les, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you as always.
Les, before we get into the Kellen Moore Super Bowl stuff, your thoughts on how the city handled Super Bowl Sunday and the week before? Everywhere and everybody I talked to raved about, man, they ought to have this here every year because it's a walkable city. Everything is so close, the hospitality, the food, the Superdome right there, and you know what? Maybe a negative here or there, but good gracious, Les, it was an absolute A-plus Chamber of Commerce grade for the city of New Orleans and for the region.
Yeah, I think it was a lot like the Eagles' performance on Sunday. If you want to nitpick a couple of things, yeah, they gave up 20 points in the end, but they were in control throughout. And I think the city had a great handle on this through the entire week. And people were reminded of why it's been here 11 times, why we were the third city to get it at the beginning, and why they used to come every 2, 3, 4 years. And it felt like there was a momentum within the media to try and make sure that it's not another 12 years before they come back, for all the reasons you mentioned. Certainly the compactness of the city is something very few other cities, if anybody, can match. And then you throw in the entertainment venues and the food and the hospitality of people who, you know, every Mardi Gras, they live to welcome out-of-towners and show them a good time, and they have experience in translating that hospitality to sporting events. So, yeah, I think the city did everything it wanted to do, and hopefully they'll be back pretty soon.
Les, made official today, but we've been knowing now for well over a week, Kellen Moore, new head football coach of the Saints. The thing with Kellen, I think I've heard a lot of people say, well, we don't know if he can really carry the big room. My thing is, when you're a quarterback from high school, college, into the pros, man, you're the leader of a man, and you can motivate people, and they looking at you. You know, they not necessarily looking at the coach, they looking at the quarterback. You are a guy. And, okay, so you got to be able to motivate people a certain way. And we know not everybody's wired the same. You come from different environments. But I don't think that's going to be the issue with Kelly, to be honest with you. I think this is more about getting him better talent, because I know one thing about coaching. You're a lot smarter coach when you got better players.
Well, there's no question about that, and that was going to really be the key for whoever they hired. Is, you know, this is not a great roster right now, and their hands are tied to a large degree in trying to upgrade it in the short term. So that was always going to be a big challenge for whoever got the job. Now, with him, you know, to me, the biggest question besides what he has to work with is the same as it would have been with anybody else who's not been a head coach before. Until they do it, whether it's Ben Johnson now, Sean Payton in 06, Nick Sirianni 4 years ago, they may look great on paper, but until they're a head coach, you just don't know. And we don't know about him, but I do think his resume is pretty solid. And from what we do know about him, I think he'd have to say it was a pretty solid hire.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things, Les, I know he's going to get the right offensive staff around him. He knows offensive football. And I always look at it that what's going to happen on the other end, certainly a lot of talk that Brandon Staley would be the defensive coordinator, certainly be in the mix for it. George Edwards is another guy who's the linebackers coach today with Tampa Bay that he's got a connection with. Of what type of staff he brings in there, because that's a side of the football you maybe would have said 2 years ago, even maybe in the offseason, that's the strength of this team on defense. It's not anymore, and they've gotten old. Okay, Cam Jordan, he ain't flipping back the hands of time. Neither is Tyrann Mathieu. Neither is DeMario Davis. It's unbelievable he can play at this level at his age. But this team has gotten old on that side of the football, and there's a lot of retooling on the defensive side also, not just on offense, on defense. And I think the Eagles, the one thing that'll come out of that game, and it's the strength of this year's draft class, out of my top 75, 24 are defensive linemen, defensive ends or tackles. You got to rebuild your defensive line, and you got to do some retooling along the offensive line also. But the defensive coaches, to me, is going to be a real key to Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I agree. Not only because of all the changes they're going to have to make and because they're going to be leaning on a lot of young players, perhaps one or more rookies in the starting lineup next year, depending on how the draft goes, but also because anytime you have a head coach who's focused on one side of the ball, he needs a strong lieutenant handling the other side of the ball. And, you know, as good a start as Sean Payton got off to in New Orleans going to the NFC Championship the first year, he didn't really get it right with Gary Gibbs as his first DC. And, you know, that worked out enough for them to get to the NFC Championship, but he wasn't the long-term answer as a DC. And Sean kept tinkering with it, trying to get the right person. And Greg Williams caught lightning in a bottle. There was baggage there that complicated his tenure here. And then, you know, Rob Ryan didn't work out, and that's how Dennis Allen got back here. So, you know, that's really important for somebody to have a strong hand on the side of the ball that's not their expertise. And even Sean Payton had his ups and downs with that.
Les, your early thoughts on potential Brandon Staley as the fit for defensive coordinator. Now, Kellen was the OC under the Chargers in 2023, so that's their connection. Staley was obviously the head coach of the Chargers from 2021 through 2023. He was a failed head coach, but he was also kind of thrust into the head coaching job pretty quickly, whereas Kellen Moore was an OC for 6 years before getting his first head coaching opportunity in the NFL. Brandon Staley was only a DC for 1 year, and that was with the Rams. Now, that 1 year with the Rams was 2020. They had the best defense in the entire NFL, the top-ranked scoring defense at least. So, you know, maybe some people may see the Brandon Staley name and think, oh, well, he was a failed head coach of the Chargers. But just look back to that 1 year that he had with the Rams as a DC. You know, sometimes those guys, they're great coordinators, but they don't necessarily work out as head coach, but they still can coordinate a defense or an offense, whichever side of the ball that they're on. So your early thoughts on Brandon Staley, the connection with Kellen Moore, and, you know, the potential for him to be the Saints' next DC?
Yeah, I think it should be helpful if that person you're going to lean on to run the other side of the ball is someone you have familiarity with and trust and know that you can communicate what you want from that side of the ball. So I think that's definitely a plus. And Staley, if he were to be the guy, would be coming here to be the DC. I don't care what he did as a head coach. He's not being brought in here to be a head coach. He got to be a head coach because of the job he did as a DC previously. So I think whoever it is that they wind up bringing in to run the defense, I think it needs to be somebody like Brandon Staley, even if it weren't to be him, someone who has some skins on the wall in that position, and preferably somebody that the head coach knows and trusts and has worked with previously.
Les, I always love success stories. And Jalen Hurts, okay, he was a highly recruited high school athlete in Texas. You know, his dad a coach. We talked to Pete Jenkins about him. Pete didn't coach him, but he was helping Alabama's defensive line. And he was hearing all this from Coach Saban about how tough he was and how focused he was and how his dad, when the other kids were out, maybe, you know, kind of having a good time as a teenager, no. You concentrate on playing ball, that sort of thing. And he stumbles at Alabama, gets him to the national championship game, doesn't play well in that first half, and he gets yanked for Tua. And they end up winning it with Tua, and then that was it after that. Tua had control of Alabama's team. He didn't sulk. He didn't, oh, man, woe is me. He didn't cry about it or complain. He goes to Oklahoma and works with Lincoln Riley. And all of a sudden, I thought he was always a thrower. Then he became a passer and a good one at Oklahoma. He ended up finishing runner-up for the Heisman. He goes to Philly, and he gets picked in round two. But a lot of people thought he might turn out to be more of a Taysom Hill-type player, not a starting quarterback. And you see him just bust his behind each and every day to get better as a player. And he's so stoic. I remember when he came to Manning when he was at Alabama, you couldn't tell if he had a good day or a bad day. I mean, he had that kind of stoic face to him. The most emotion I saw from him was after the Super Bowl win. You know, that was the most I saw him smile and kind of laugh and cut up a little bit. I'd never seen that from Jalen. And it's a great success story about it's not all going to be an easy path for you. You're going to stumble and fall. It's about the get up. And that's what happened with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and I think we got a pretty good hint of what he was made of by what he did at Oklahoma. Because getting benched in the championship game at Alabama, not only getting benched, but then they come back and win the game because a guy who replaced you was so much better than you on that particular night, and then continuing as a backup and then going to Oklahoma and reviving his college career the way he did. The way he responded to that adversity should have told us he was destined for success. And then last week, as I covered the Super Bowl, my assignment was primarily the Eagles, so I was around him a lot at the news conferences last week. And very few people that you cover for just a few days in news conference settings can leave much of an impression on you, at least not a positive one. I was so impressed by him, just how intelligent he is, how articulate he is, how comfortable he is in his own skin, and how freely he talked about the adversity he had to deal with. And all of those characters have shown up on the football field, and they showed up big time on Sunday. It is a great story, and I'm really happy for the guy.
Les, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, and we'll be seeing each other pretty soon.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Les East does a great job covering the Saints, the NFL, and also certainly the New Orleans scene for Crescent City Sports.